imposed sanctions on four Russia-linked people for trying to influence the U.S. election. The Treasury Department made the announcement Thursday, accusing Moscow of using a wide range of methods and actors to target presidential candidates. One of the four the Treasury has now blacklisted, a member of the Ukrainian parliament, Andrei Derkach. Derkach is accused of using manipulation and deceit in an attempt to influence the election in the U.S. and around the world. Reuters reported earlier on Thursday that Microsoft Corporation recently alerted one of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's main election campaign advisory firms about a suspected hacking. Microsoft told the D.C.-based firm that it had been targeted by suspected Russian state-backed hackers. That's according to three people briefed on the matter. Prominent Belarusian opposition activist Maria Kolesnikova has accused authorities of threatening to kill her as they tried to forcibly deport her to Ukraine. Her detention happened earlier this week amid government efforts to end 5 weeks of mass protests against President Alexander Lukashenko following a disputed election. Kolesnikova said in a complaint filed by her lawyer Thursday that authorities put a bag over her head and drove her to the border with Ukraine before she fought her removal and was jailed. Kolesnikova's lawyer submitted a criminal complaint to the State Investigative Committee against Belarusian authorities for kidnapping and more. Looking at the stock market, the S&P 500 edged higher in volatile trading on Thursday. More on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is acknowledging he downplayed the expected impact of the deadly coronavirus earlier in the year, but he said he did so in order to avoid creating a panic in the U.S. A new book by journalist Bob Woodward reveals President Trump said he had been warned in January that the virus had the potential to kill millions. Yet the president still reassured Americans publicly that the virus was very well under control. As of today, around 190,000 have died in the U.S., and millions have been infected. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden responded on Wednesday, saying President Trump lied to the American people and failed to do his job. Reuters reports Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny has made significant progress in his recovery after being poisoned with a Novichok nerve agent. Der Spiegel magazine reported Thursday that Navalny is able to speak again. The Kremlin critic is being treated in a Berlin hospital after being taken seriously ill on a Russian domestic flight last month. Germany has demanded Russia explain the affair, though Russia denies any involvement. The first day of consultations over Mali's political future began with police firing tear gas to disperse supporters of an alliance of political parties. About 100 supporters of the M5-RFP coalition clashed with police at the entrance to the conference center, delaying the start of the talks. M5-RFP led months of mass demonstrations against deposed President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. The junta that toppled Keita on August 18th wants the transitional government to be led by the military, while the M5-RFP and regional leaders have called for a civilian to take the role. India had another record spike of well over 95,000 new COVID-19 infections in the last 24 hours. This as the virus spreads beyond its major cities. The more than 1,100 deaths reported in the last day pushed its death toll past 75,000. The London extradition hearing for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was postponed Thursday. There's a concern for one of the lawyers involved that they might have been exposed to COVID-19. U.S. unemployment was unchanged last week. The number of Americans applying for the benefits remained at 884,000, a sign that layoffs are stuck at a historically high level 6 months after the viral pandemic. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA1. VOA. It's the hits.